Boker Tov, good morning. We are continuing.
Good morning.
Today's daf is daf Yutet. Yutet 19. We are going to start from the Mishnah, from the new chapter in the middle of the page. Today's class should be for the refuah shelema of all the cholim. ובכללם חמדה ברכה מחנה משנה ומלאכה נוקם ונפקה שר הבן מניח שלום המסרה דבין מלאכה יפה בדברה נפקה בדחו ונפקה בדסר של המסר פעם מדם של מלאכה נעיפה בדניה יבידה מניפה חיירה שלום זו מלאכה מלאכה שמחה בין מלכה ונראה מדחו ונראה מחנה עליה ונראה מלאכה זו ודם זו ונראה מלאכה תן בן עשי זכו נילה כדם מלאכה לשם ונתן יום ונפה יסע ודם אשר ובן עינה יוסף בן יפה דניה מדניה שמחה דם פעם מלאכה לשם ודם נבעתי אלה בת מנויה מצחה מן יפה ויגר דינה מדסה להבדיל אני משמר רחב את אליהו דינה בת אהרון תמר רחב את אברהם השם בן רפאל אליהו בן יוסף יצחק בן שלמה שלמה מסחיים שם בן משה יעקב בן יצחק יעקב בן יצחק יריון יעקב בן משה משה מרנחה בן יושב אליהו שם בן יחסקל להבדיל עליהם דברה בת מנויה דף יוטט דף 19 יוד אלף Okay, we are beginning. The parak begins. Hayan notel and min chata. The chapter begins if the husband. Right, we're getting up to the process of how the offering she would bring for the sota women, how it was brought. So hayan notel and min chata. The husband would take the mincha mitoch kfifa mitzrit from this wicker basket from this. Not such a nice basket. And it was put into a kli sharet, a utensil that was used for actual service. And he places it on her hand. The kohen grabs and puts his hand under her hand. And he does the waving process in all four directions, as the pasuk says. He waves. He does the touching to the corner of the mizbeach. Kamatzu hikdir. He takes part of the frankincense and he places it onto the mizbeach. Ve'ashar ne'echal ha'kohanim. The remainder can be eaten by the kohanim. Hayam mashka v'acharkach makriv en minchata. He would give her to drink. She would drink the sota waters. Right? We said, what was the process again? A woman, she went, she did some promiscuous act. There were two witnesses that came and said, we saw this woman, she went in private, her husband warned her with witnesses, and she went in private with witnesses. She did some tame act, they bring her up to the Beit HaMikdash, and they try to get her to admit. If she doesn't admit, they take this Megillat Sota, and they erase Hashem's name into the water. And they give her this water to drink, this is what we're referring to. They bring her this water, she drinks it. If she cheated, her body explodes. If she didn't cheat, she gets praise, she gets blessing. So Hayam Mashka, V'achar Kach Makriv Min Chataf. She would first be drinking, and then they would sacrifice her mincha offering. Rabbi Shimon says, "Makriven minchata v'achar kach hayam mashka." No, first they would bring the sacrifice, and only then they would give her to drink. Shneimar v'achar mashke, as the pasuk says, "Achar v'achar mashke v'achar et ha'isha et ha'mayim." And only afterwards they would drink the woman. Meaning, after they bring the mincha, only then she would drink. So the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, "Im hishka v'achar kach makriven minchata kesherah." But if she drank, and only then she brought her korban, then she would still fulfill her obligation. Rabbi Shimon is of this opinion, that ideally, first you bring the mincha, and only then you drink, but if you did it the other way around, you fulfill your obligation. So Amar Lai, the Gemara begins, Amar Lai Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yoshia, Didare. Rabbi Elazar says to Rabbi Yoshia, of his generation, Lo titav akar ach, adam farshad la laham milta. Don't sit down on your knees until you explain to me this matter. Meaning he's saying, I want you to stand and explain to me what this idea is. Minayin l'minchat sota shetewena tenufa. How do we know the mincha offering for a sota woman, the sacrifice she has to bring, it requires the waving process? So the Gemara says, minalan? You're asking from where do we know? It's a pasuk. Ve'hennif k'tivba. It says you must wave in the Torah. You must wave. So what kind of question is that? So the Gemara says, no. But ba'alim minalan. How do we know it has to be the owner? It has to be the owner of the offering has to be the one to wave. So the Gemara says, atya yad yad mishlamim. We learn out a gezerah shava from shlamim. It says, k'tiv hacha. It says over here in the pasuk, v'isota. V'lakach ha-kohen miyad ha-isha. The kohen takes the korban from the hand of the woman. Uchtiv hatam. And by korban shlamim, it says, yadav tevienna. That the owner's hand would bring the korban. So makan kohen, aflalan kohen. Just like in our case of sota, it's the kohen involved. So too, later in shlamim, it's the kohen involved. Umal lahalan ba'alim, and just like by the shlamim, it is the owner who does the waving process. Afkan ba'alim, so too, over here in our case, it is the owner who does the waving process. So the Gemara says, haketzad, so how do you do it? Maniach yado tachet yadeh ba'alim, umenif, the kohen would put his hand under the hand of the sota, or under the hand of the owner, and do the waving process in all four directions in order to fulfill the mitzvah. That is the process that was done. The Mishnah then said, "Hanif vehigish kamatz vechulei." Then it says, "Hayam mashkam acharik machkirin mechata." He would give her to drink, and only afterwards to bring the korban. And Rabbi Shimon said, "No, you do it the other way around." So the Gemara says, "Ha akreva, how can that be possible? That you give her to drink, and only afterwards you bring the korban. The korban is already sacrificed, right? If you look at Rashi, Rashi says, "Kodem hashka, before you give her to drink, the katani kamatz vehiktir." First in the Mishnah we said, you did the process of the kmitza, and then, which is you take your three fingers and you scoop from the korban to put on the mizbeach, and then you put on the mizbeach, and only afterwards it says you give her to drink. So it has to be that first it was sacrificed, and only afterwards you give her to drink. How can you say that you gave her to drink first? How is that even possible? It was already sacrificed. So the Gemara says, "Hachika Amar." This is what was meant to say. Seder menachot keitzad. What is the process of the mincha offering for a sota? Henif vehigish kamatz vehiktir. He does a waving. He touches it to the corner of the mizbeach. He takes his three fingers from it and he puts it onto the mizbeach. Ve'ashar ne'echal lekohanim, and the remainder can be eaten for the kohanim. Uvehashka'a, but by drinking. Gufa pligi, in the actual essence of drinking, when you do it, is an actual machloket. Rabbi Shimon and Rabbanan. It's a machloket between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbanan that we're going to spend time on also on the Amud Bet. The Rabbanan Savri, Rabbanan holds, mashka v'acharkach makrivet minchata. The Rabbanan, like we saw in the Mishnah, holds that you give her to drink and only afterwards you sacrifice, you do the sacrifice. Whereas Rabbi Shimon Savar, Rabbi Shimon holds, makrivet minchata v'acharkach mashka, that you first bring the mincha offering and only afterwards you give her to drink. Shneimar, that's why the Pasuk says, v'achar yashke. It says, and only afterwards you give her to drink. So that's Rabbi Shimon's opinion. But then we said, v'imishka v'acharkach makrivet minchata kishera. Rabbi Shimon said that if she drank and only afterwards brought the korban, she fulfills her obligation. So flipping the amud, Tanu Rabbanan, it's on in the Baraita, Vehishka Ma Talmud Amar. What does it mean in the pasuk when it says Vehishka? She was given to drink. There's another pasuk that already says Vehishka. So why do you need to say it twice? So the Gemara says, if let's say they erase the Megillah into the waters, and then she comes and says that she won't drink. I'm not going to drink. So what do? We force her. We open up her mouth and we force her to drink because Hashem's name is already erased. So we need to know if it's true or not. Rabbi Shimon says, why does it say afterwards you give her to drink? It already says v'ishka in the pasuk. No, he says, the last thing that's done, Rabbi Shimon says, is the drinking. That's what he learns over here, because it says, "Va'achar yashke," and afterwards you drink. So Magid, this is coming to tell us three things. Shlosha dvarim akvin ba. There are three things that are essential for the sota woman, that if they are not done, then she does not fulfill the mitzvah. So the Gemara says, and she would not be able to drink if she doesn't do these things. Ad shelo karava komet. Until she does kmitza with her three fingers, until the three fingers kmitza is done and put onto the mizbeach, she cannot be given to drink. Until the megillah is erased in the water, she would not be able to be given to drink. Until she accepts upon herself a swear that she did not do what she did, or what they're accusing her of doing, then if she doesn't swear, then they don't give her to drink. So the Gemara goes through each one. Anshelo karava komets, until she takes her three fingers of the frankincense. So Rabbi Shimon ta'ame. Rabbi Shimon goes according to his reasoning. Da'amar makrivet minchata v'acharkach mashka. He says you first bring the mincha offering, and only afterwards you give her to drink. Because that's exactly what it's saying here. It's saying first you take from the sacrifice, you put it on the altar, and only afterwards you give her to drink. Then we said, anshelo nimchaka megillah. The megillah has to be erased first, and only then after can she drink. So the Gemara says, Ela my mashkela. Let me ask you a question. Isn't that obvious that you need to erase the Megillah first and then give her to drink? Because if you give it to drink before erasing the Megillah in the water, what are you giving to drink? It's just plain water. So that's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to erase the Megillah first. So it's pretty obvious that you need to erase the Megillah. So the Gemara says, Amar Avashi, what's the chidush here? Lo nitzrecha l'sher rishumon nikar. It's coming to tell you that it needs to, that it's talking about a case of, let's say, you're erasing the Megillah into the water, but it hasn't fully erased. And you can still see the mark of the Megillah's words on the Megillah itself. So if that happens, you can't give it to drink yet. You have to continue and continue and continue trying to erase it until the Megillah is completely erased. That's the chidush here. Ad shelo tekabel aleha shavua. And we said, until she takes upon herself the swear. So the Gemara says, Mishnahu de loshatya hamichtav katvila. What? We don't give her to drink, but we'll write the Megillah before she swears. How does that make any sense? Why would we write a Megillah before she swears? We know that you have to swear first. The first thing is, before she does anything, she has to swear. So the Gemara says, "V'ha'ama Rava." We learn by Rava, Megillat Sotah shekitava kodem shetekabel aleha shavua. Lo asav lo klum. If let's say you had a Megillat Sotah that was written before she accepted upon herself a swear, it's as if you did nothing. That doesn't count for anything. She needs to first accept upon herself and say, "I swear that she didn't do X, Y, and Z," and only then they can write the Megillah. So why is it bringing this case? So the Gemara answers, "Kedin Naspa." It just brought it. Just happens to, this is a very, not a strong answer. It's an answer that the Gemara brings sometimes. That it's like, why did it include this? You're right. It wasn't such a great thing to include, but it just included it anyway. There was no need for this. It just included it. Hamin juri, like hamin juri. That's what this means. Hamin juri. It included it. So it's a very interesting term. We're gonna see this. It's a very common term in Shas. What is the machloke? How do we see the machloke between Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbanan? So the Gemara says, Tlata krai ktivi. There's three psukim. V'hishka kama. The first time it says to give her to drink. V'achar yashke. And afterwards you give it to drink. V'hishka batra. And the third time it says give it to drink. So now we're going to be Doresh the three times. Rabbanan Savri. Rabbanan says, V'hishka kama. The first time to drink. Legufo. It's coming to teach you that she needs to drink. She mashkeh v'achar kama krivit min chata. The first we give her to drink. And only then we bring her sacrifice. The second time it says, V'achar yashkeh. And afterwards you give it to drink. Mibayle l'sher shimon nikar. It's coming to teach us that it needs to be completely, the Megillah needs to be completely erased into the water, and you can't have any remnant left on the Megillah. And v'hishka batra, the third time it says to drink, she'im nimchaka Megillah v'omer de nishota, me'ararin ota, mashke ota, bal korcha. If let's say they erase the Megillah, and she says, no, I'm not drinking, we force her, we open up her mouth and we force her and give her the Megillah. Give her the sota waters. We make her drink the sota waters against her will. That's Rabbanan. Rabbi Shimon Sabar, Rabbi Shimon holds, V'achar yashke legufo. And afterwards, she drinks. What is that teaching us? To teach us that she needs to drink itself. Shemakrivet min chata, v'achar kach mashka. That first she brings her sacrifice, and only then afterwards they give her to drink. So this is different than Rabbanan. Rabbanan said, no, she drinks first, and then the sacrifice. He's saying, no, you bring the sacrifice first, Rabbi Shimon, and only afterwards you give her to drink. V'ishka kama. The first time it says to give her to drink, it's coming to teach us bediavad. If let's say by accident she drank and then she brought the korban, she would fulfill her obligation because it says vehishka. So this is what Rabbi Shimon learns from that first day, vehishka. Vehishka batra, and the last time it says to give her to drink, if the Megillah is erased and she says, I'm not going to drink, we force it to drink and we give it to her against her will. So now the Gemara asks, Verabbanan. Okay, what do the rabbis say about the first vehishka? Right, Rabbi Shimon said the first vehishka is coming to tell us that if by accident or bediavad after the fact she drank and then she brought the Megillah, she brought the korban, she would fulfill her obligation. So what do the rabbis learn about that? So the Gemara says bediavad lo patach kra. The rabbis say that you cannot start a pasuk with bediavad. Bediavad means after the fact, non-ideal. Right? Why would the pasuk start out behishka, that she should drink, if it's coming to teach us an after the fact type of case? The pasuk is not going to start with the after the fact. It's going to start with the ideal case, what you're supposed to do. So the rabbis say the ideal case of what you're supposed to do is first you give her to drink, and then only afterwards you would bring the sacrifice. This is the rabbi's opinion. V'savar Rabbi Akiva, we said Rabbi Akiva's opinion, mashkinota baal korcha. What? You can give her to drink against her will? Is that really Rabbi Akiva's opinion? V'hatanya, we have a braita. Rabbi Yehuda says, Kalbos shel barzel matinin atoch pia. We take this metal tube for the sotah, we put it into her mouth. Shim nimchaka migila v'amra ini shota. If the migila is erased and she says, I'm not drinking, what do? Me'aranin ota, mashkin ota ba'al korcha. We force it down her throat. Amar Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva responded to this. Klum anu tzirchin ela lebodka. What's the reason we're doing all this sotah thing? We're doing it to check her. If what she did is did she cheat or did she not cheat? If she comes and says, I'm not drinking, what is that proving to us? She's tme'ah. She did it. Why else would she be afraid to say something? Ella. So what do you see? Rabbi Akiva is not of the opinion you force her to drink. The Gemara is teaching us an important chidush, that until the kometz was brought, the three fingers was put, she's still allowed to retract her opinion. But once the comments was brought, she is no longer allowed to retract. They would force her to drink the water. So the Gemara says, okay, according to what you said, Rabbi Akiva, let's ask on you exactly what you just said. Once the comments was sacrificed, we said she can no longer retract. She has to drink. But we can ask the same question. If she says after the comments was brought, I'm not drinking, why do you need to force her to drink? She's admitting that she's tmeas. Why do you need to force her, Rabbi Akiva? So the Gemara says, La kasha, this is not difficult. Ha deka adraba mechamat ritita, veha deka adraba mechamat biryuta. The difference is, if she retracted her opinion and said, I'm not drinking, was it because of she was shaky, she was startled, she was scared after the comments? Or it was before, but it was because of biryuta. Biryuta is like she wants to stand her ground. She doesn't want to give up. So the Gemara explains the difference. V'achi kamar. This is what it meant. Kol mechamat biryuta. If it's because she's trying to stay strong, klal klal la shatya. She doesn't drink. We accept as if she's tme'ah. The waters don't check her. We don't check her with the waters. And she's considered tme'ah if it's because she's trying to act strong. Whereas mechamat retita, if she's shaken up and she's scared, the Gemara brings a distinction. Ad shelo karava comments until the three fingers was brought onto the mizbeach, then the akati lo imchuk megillah, the megillah has still not been erased. So inami, or maybe imchuk megillah, maybe the megillah even was erased after the comments, but the shelo kedin avud kohanim de mechake, the kohanim didn't do properly. They weren't supposed to erase it yet if she retracted. So they didn't do properly. So matzei hadriba, that in that type of case, we allow her to retract her opinion because the comments was not yet brought. Whereas mishikarav a comments, but once the comments, the three fingers of the frankincense was brought, the vedina would kohanim the mechake, that the kohanim did properly, that they erased the sota megillah into the waters. Lo matzei hadriba, she is no longer allowed to retract. Once Hashem's name was erased, we used Hashem's name into the water. You have to drink the water. So the flipping the Amud, the Gemara says, Kashya Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva. This is difficult. Two opinions in the name of the same person, Rabbi Akiva, on his own opinion. Why? Hatam, earlier on in the previous Amud, Amar Mechika Me'akva, he said, the erasing of the Hashem's name in the water is essential. And if it doesn't be done, once it's done, we force it to drink. Right? Vehacha Amar comments Me'akev. Whereas over here we're saying, no, the essential part is the three fingers of the Mincha. That if it's done, then we force it to drink. So which one is it? So the Gemara answers, Terei Tanae v'alibi de Rabbi Akiva. It's actually two different Tanaim in the opinion, two different opinions in the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. And that's how you find two different opinions in one person's name. It's like, let's say you hear a shiur from Rabbi Ben Chaim, one person heard it like this, one person heard it like that, two people say, oh, I heard this, I heard that, but they're completely opposing opinions. So yeah, sometimes things like that happen. You hear two things in the name of the same person. Let's finish off on to the Mishnah. Ibaya lehu, we have a halacha question. Amra eini shota mechamat biryuta. If let's say she said, I'm not drinking, I'm trying to stand my ground. He said earlier, that means she's tme'ah. Vechazra ve'amra. And then she retracted and said, shota ani. No, I'll drink. Fine, I'll give in, I'll drink. Mahu, what's the din then? Kevan de amra eini shota. Once she says, I'm not going to drink, tme'ah ani kamra. It's as if she said, I am considered impure. I'm considered like I cheated. Vekevan de achzik nafsha betum'ah. Once she took upon herself and she established herself as somebody who was tme'ah, lo matzei hadraba. Maybe she can no longer retract. Or dilma, or perhaps kevan de amra shotani. Once she said, no, I'm going to drink. I retract it. I'll drink. Galiad de atad de mechamat bi atutahu de amra. She revealed that it was because she was scared of the Sotah waters, which is why she said originally she's not going to drink. And so when she retracted, we allow her to drink. Which one is it? So the Gemara answers Teku. It's a good question. We don't have the answer. Amar Avuah de Shmuel. Avuah, the father of Shmuel, said, Sarisu iten mar letoch hamayim. You need to put something bitter into the water. Ma'ita ama. What's the reason? The Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, Mehamarim. Bitter waters. Shemarim kvar. It must be that it was bitter from the beginning. Before the Megillah was even erased into the water, they need to put something bitter inside so that it tastes bitter. Okay, what's that for today? A quick 1 minute recap. We started from the Amud Aleph with the new Mishnah. We said the Kohen would take under her hands and be menif in all different directions. And then we got to the machloket between Rabbanan and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbanan would say that first you would give her to drink. And only afterwards you would bring the korban, right? You give it to drink first, and then you bring the korban. Rabbi Shimon said, "No, first you bring the korban, and only afterwards you give it to drink." And in the Gemara, we went through all of the psukim, explaining basically how each of them learned their opinion. Then, as we got to the Amud Bet, we were discussing the opinion of Rabbi Akiva that he said, "If we erase the Megillah, and she says I'm not going to drink, we force her to drink." But then the Gemara said, "No, Rabbi Akiva is of the opinion that if the kometz was brought, then we force her to drink. Which one is it?" So the Gemara answered by saying, no, it's two different opinions in the name of Rabbi Akiva. And the final question on the daf was, what if she says, I am not going to drink because I'm trying to stand strong, which we thought was means she's tmea. And then she said, you know what, never mind, I'll drink. Do we say once she says, basically, she's tmea, she can no longer drink? Or perhaps, maybe, because she retracted, she's showing that, no, I was only scared of the sotah waters, that's why I didn't drink. The Gemara didn't have an answer, but the Gemara ended by saying, you need to put something bitter into the waters. Why? As the Pasuk says, Me'a marim, shemarim kvar, needs to be bitter from the beginning. Baruch Adonai Le'olam, amen ve'amen. Questions, comments, feedback.
Baruch.
Welcome back Shabbat Tov.